Okay, tell me if this has happened to you. You get really excited about a creative idea, a post, a song, something that you're going to share. You get it together, you put it out there, and wait for the response. And you wait, and nothing happens. One of the most frustrating, most discouraging feelings in the world. My name is Alan C. Paul, by the way. If you're new to our show, thank you so much for making this podcast, The God and Gig Show, a part of your creative day. And this is one of our creative checkup episodes where we quickly jump into a topic that can help you to build a better creative life from the inside out. And today we're going to talk about what to do when nobody responds to your work. What's the mindset you need to avoid that feeling of discouragement so you can keep on going? We're going to jump right into this discussion and give you some inspiration to help you on your creative journey.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds. Looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to The God and Gig Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Let me jump right into some questions that came in. I sent out the email earlier this week about what irritates you about the creative life. What's bugging you? And I love the idea of what's bugging you, because sometimes it's nice to like make it look very, you know, nice and, you know, positive all the time. But let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Sometimes things can just bug you when it comes to the creative life, and the way things are going is not always the way you want them to go. And so what I wanted to do today is address a couple of those irritations that some people brought up in our membership and a couple that I've heard about outside of our membership. So first one I want to deal with is the irritation that somebody mentioned about posting something or sharing something or writing something, and that feeling of who's going to read this? When are they going to read it? When are they going to listen to it? The crickets, the hearing no response, that can drive you crazy because it's so deflating, so debilitating to your inspiration to say, I worked so hard on this. Okay, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to put out a blog. I'm going to write this song. I'm going to put out this coaching method. I'm going to put out this YouTube video. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to do it. You do it. And you can just hear the tumbleweeds and the dust and the whistle of the wind and nobody coming to watch or to see your thing. And the question came up, what do I do with this frustration, this feeling when nobody is responding to something that I've shared, whether it be social media, or maybe even physically speaking, you're not selling something, or, you know, your project is just not moving, like nothing seems to happen. So what do you do with that feeling? That is a huge issue and concern and struggle. Even for me, I do this all the time. I deal with this all the time when I share either a podcast or write something that I think is going to like be extremely inspirational. Maybe it's something for my other Instagram. Maybe it's something I feel is going to like make an impact on somebody. Or of course, you know, writing a song or putting out a little bit of a creative thing, whether it be, you know, my Instagram, obviously, that's the social media part. And nothing happens. Like you see three likes or you see two likes and then you scroll. That's the biggest mistake, right? You scroll on your social or you compare, you look at somebody else's Spotify listens or you look at somebody else's YouTube views and they've got hundreds of thousands, millions of views. And you look at your thing and it's got like seven. That is the struggle, right? That's the struggle. How do I maintain my motivation when it looks like nobody's paying attention? Well, I got to tell you, here's a couple of tips I will give you. Doesn't mean that these are automatically going to erase that feeling. As a matter of fact, that frustration may be somewhat warranted because we shouldn't be satisfied. Now, I don't mean we should chase numbers, but we shouldn't be satisfied with nobody seeing our stuff or nobody responding. What I would say is you definitely have to lean into the 99 versus the one mentality, that Jesus mentality of leaving the 99 and going after the one. Well, here's the thing. Maybe the 99 didn't even see your post, but maybe one person did. Maybe one person responded. Maybe one person even 3 or 4 weeks ago said something nice or left a comment or left a like. You got to pursue that one as if they were the 99. Instead of thinking about all the people that didn't see it, focus on the ones that did. Even if it's two likes, just in the comments, say, thank you, such and such. Tag them, if that's a social media post, and tell them thank you. If it's a physical product or a customer, and all you got was, you know, one person, and I'm no, sometimes it's like nobody, and you just feel like, okay, well, what do I do with nobody? I get it. Sometimes you don't even get the one. But if you do get the one, focus on the one. Make sure you serve that person. Make them feel like they are so special for checking you out, for listening, for buying. And just make them your favorite person for a couple of days. Don't be creepy about it, but be very, very thankful and grateful and show them how much you appreciate them stopping by. Because you know what that's going to do? Even though you don't have that many people to thank or that many people to look after, you are putting the effort in to make sure you lead with gratitude. Don't lead with frustration. Don't lead with this sense of, nobody cares. Nope. You've always got to look for the one, look for the person that needed you at that season, needed you to post that, needed you to share that, needed you to sing that, and make sure you go back, just like the 10 lepers and the one turned around and said, thank you. Make sure you're always the one that turns around and says, thank you to the person, even if there is rarely anybody ever commenting or sharing or talking about your stuff. There is somebody, and the more you focus on them, the less you'll focus on all the people that you think should have seen or should have responded. Another thing that helps me a lot when it comes to the waiting game is to remember that going back and looking for responses. I love this phrase from a book that's coming out by Jordan Rayner. We just interviewed him. I can't wait to share this podcast with you. Jordan Rayner, the writer of Called to Create and Master of One. I think I have that back here somewhere. Master of One and Called to Create has a new book out called Redeeming the Time. There's a big component of this book that I want to institute inside 360, and that's time management, the way Jesus managed his time. And that's something that speaks to all of us creatives. But one thing he mentioned about the struggle with Instagram and struggle with looking at who's responded is what he calls crack stats. And let's just be straight up. Crack is addicting, right? Cocaine is addicting. And we get addicted to looking at the responses. We get addicted to looking for who said what. Here's what you're not doing if you're looking at responses. You're not creating new material. So I would suggest one of the things I've been really working on is anytime I'm tempted to just scroll and look for who said what and look who responded and look who opened the email. Instead, I could be using that time to create something else. Now you might say, well, how do I know it works if I don't look at the response? I get it. Problem is that if you're looking at the response just to kind of feed that kind of insecurity, you're not looking for the right reason. Now, if you're looking for responses to see what worked and what didn't work, that's different. And maybe you change things around when you see that something didn't get a lot of response, or maybe an email or a song didn't really hit. And you say, well, why didn't it hit? Well, then you analyze it and then now you can make some adjustments. But if you're just looking for responses to kind of feed your ego and feed that sense of, oh, I need someone to pay attention. I need some likes. I need some shares. Well, then that's crack stats. That's really feeding just the insecurity that you feel. And what you should be doing instead of checking your crack stats is making more stuff, using that time and that energy to go back and say, okay, I'm going to do three blogs, because three blogs or three songs or three paintings or three of these things, three videos has more chance to reach people than just one. So I'm going to increase my output instead of worrying about looking at what's left or who saw what from my last project or my last post. Does everybody see what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to get you to think outside the box of who responded, waiting for the crickets to stop so I can see that people really responded, and changing your mentality to a creator and a doer and a instigator and an initiator, not someone that waits for responses, okay? My friend, I hope that encouraged you not to give up. When you see a post, a project, a song go totally unnoticed, it seems, only one person seems to pay attention. You get that like from your mom or from your cousin, but you don't see the groundswell of support. I hope that these tips and strategies and mindset shifts have helped you to realize it's not about the responses all the time. It's not about checking the crack stats that we just talked about. It's about making sure that you stay in the right frame of mind to continue creating and to continue sharing and not getting discouraged. Like the Bible says, being not weary in well-doing. So if you're doing well, if you're doing the things you're supposed to do, you're going back and checking, you are trying to get better and improving, and you are trying to engage with people, making sure that those things that fall flat and don't make any kind of impact or get very little to no response do not slow you down. And by the way, the best way to make sure you don't get discouraged when those things happen is to have a community around you that supports you so that you do have that support, not necessarily from people that are randomly posting or randomly checking on your feed, but from people who are in your world, people who stay connected to you. And that's what you'll find in our God and Gigs 360 membership. It's our community of highly motivated creatives that stay together and stay connected, that give each other accountability, community, training, and support. And I love this group because each day and each week it's growing with more and more creatives who really get it, who just know that we have to be in each other's world. So that's how we run that community. We do bi-weekly member calls where we can get in the same Zoom virtually, the same room with Zoom, I think I got that out now, and really connect about our problems, our issues, our concerns, the things that frustrate us, and we get solutions, not always from me as the leader of the community, but from each other. And so if you've been in that space where you've been frustrated, stuck, I highly, highly recommend you check out our free trial. This is the community you've probably been looking for in other places, but just never knew where to get that kind of commitment and community from other creatives who know what you know and want to grow the way you want to grow. So check out godandgigs.com/free trial. You can get 30 days free in our membership. And I am telling you, those frustrations we just talked about, you can find answers when you get connected to the right people. And you'll find those kind of people in God and Gigs 360. Godandgigs.com/free trial. It's not a commercial. When I talk about it, I am passionate because this is a place where you can find the answers you're looking for. Well, that's our creative checkup for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Continue to become the creative that you were created to be. And we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.